Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are moving through the tafsir of Juz'ama, doing about two surah a day. Today is a little shorter reading. We're working with the surah 104, Suratul Humaza, and Suratul Asr, the 103rd surah, which I think is the shortest surah, three ayat. We'll start with the Fatiha. It starts on page 59 of the book Tafsir of Juz'ama. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم. Suratul Humaza. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wailul lil kulli humazatil lumaza. Alladhi jama'a mala wa andada. يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطالعوا على الأفئدة إنها عليهم صدى في أمد ممددة. I'll read the translation from the Tajweedi Quran first before we go and read Sidi's book. Woe unto every backbiting slanderer who has gathered wealth and counts it, thinking his wealth has made him immortal. Nay, he shall be thrust into the crusher. And what will make you understand the crusher? It's the fire of Allah kindled that rises over the hearts. Truly it will close in upon them in outstretched columns. وَيْلُ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةٍ لُمَزَةٍ. The first ayat. Woe unto every slanderer and fault finder. Meaning the one who carries these two habits. One of them meaning someone who maliciously tries to uncover real or imaginary faults in others. And the other meaning one who slanders and attacks the honor and reputation of others. These are two despicable attributes built upon ignorance, built upon anger and arrogant pride. Because they involve harming others and seeking loftiness above people, when they do not find any noble attribute in themselves that would merit their being higher than people, they resort to fault-finding and attributing faults to others to apparently demonstrate their superiority above them. All of this, while he does not realize what he does, is the very soul of despicable lowliness. And know that the simple absence of despicableness is not in itself a noble virtue. So he is deceived by his ego and his shaitan, using his ability to speak and see in the lowest, worst manner, and that he speaks slander and looks for others' faults. Then Allah further described him by mentioning his lowliness in his having a strong greed, when he said, "Alladhi jama'a ma'a dada," he who guards his wealth and counts it a safeguard. In his counting it a safeguard, there's an indication of his ignorance, because he takes this wealth as a safety from disasters, not knowing that this very wealth is what brings to him the disasters by the wisdom, the hikmah of Allah, necessitating and decreeing that the wealth make him the target of disasters and separation. So how can it avert them? Similarly, he continues and says, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَا لَهُ أَخْلَدَ. He imagines that his wealth grants him immortality, meaning he's not aware that vanities, which the self desires, are evanescent and not eternal. He's deceived by his long hopes, and he's duped by the shaitan of illusion from realizing the requirements of the present moment. The result is that crass ignorance, jahl, is the vilest manifestation of the strength of a faculty of knowledge and the source of all lowly traits. So there is no doubt that he deserves the perpetual punishment which attacks the very heart and obliterates his essential substance. Kalla la yumbadhanna fi al-hutama wa ma daraka mal-hutama narullahi al-muqada allati tataliu ala al-afida innaha alayhim musada fi ammadin mumandada. 4-9. No, he shall be abandoned to a crushing torment. And what would make you conceive what that crushing torment will be? It's a fire kindled by Allah, which will rise over hearts, and it will close in upon them in endless columns. Every deterrent is only given according to the conceived possibility of perpetrating wrong and seeking the gratification of forbidden appetites. La yunbadanna fil huttama. You will be cast and abandoned to the crushing torment, the fourth ayat. Meaning he will fall from the level of pristine purity, fitra, to the level of the dominant lower nature. And it's the crushing torment which crushes by its power whatever falls into it. And it also represents the spiritual fire which obliterates the substance of the heart, causing indescribable pain. It overpowers him and penetrates the noblest parts of his face, his being, his inward aspect, and his loftiest aspect, which is the inward heart connected with the Ruh. Inna alayhim musada. Verily it will close in upon them. Eighth ayat. Meaning its doors will close in on them due to the hearts being veiled in its place, with the corporeal substances surrounding it and the dark forms and the subsequent animalistic and satanic qualities which seize control over it. And because it does not attempt to release itself from that into the domain of holy purity. The Amadim Muamadada, in endless outstretched columns. The ninth ayat. The columns stretching from the outer limit of the orbit of the moon down to the center, which are the principal natures, the Tabiyya, but become connected to it, the heart. By the heart's attachment to and going with its leanings and desires for what its lower nature, tabia, wants. At that point, it falls to destruction and ruin. We seek from Allah pardon and well-being. Indeed, He is the one who hears, and He is the one who responds. The 103rd Surah, Surah Al-Asr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal-Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasal bihaqqi wa tawasal bisabr. Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawassal bihaqqi wa tawassal bisabr. I swear by the flight of time that indeed humankind is in a state of loss, except those who are confirmed in faith and perform wholesome, righteous works and encourage each other in the truth and encourage each other in perseverance. Allah swears by the time, meaning by its passing and what remains of it, and the new things that occur in it, which is all named Dahar, time. People, in their illusion, attribute the changes in their affairs and their states in them, and in their minds, make it the effector, thinking that, what is there but our life in this world? We shall die, and we live, and nothing but time can destroy us. 45:24. The real effector is Allah, Most High. As the Messenger said, do not curse the time, the Dahar, for Allah is the Dahar. He said this out of exaltation of Allah in His manifesting His qualities and actions in this existence, which manifests, reflects Him. The one who was veiled from Him by the apparent illusion of the passage of time, having its own inherent effective power, is indeed the one in loss. It's the human who loses his capital, which is the light of his pristine, primordial predisposition and original guidance, by choosing the life of this world and fleeting enjoyments, and being veiled in it and in the motion of time, and losing the eternal in the evanescent. Illa din amanu, except for those confirmed in faith. Third ayah. Faith in Allah, with diving into the certain knowledge to see how there is no effector except Allah, and emerging out from the veil of time's passage. Wa amilu salihat, and those who perform wholesome deeds. The third ayah. Those noble virtues and righteous works that last and abide, meaning He is telling us to acquire them, so they were rescued by the addition of the perfect light to the original light of their predisposition, istidad, which is their capital. Wa tawasal bihaqqi, and encourage each other in the truth, meaning in the eternal, lasting, and abiding who never ceases to exist. He is established in His state of unity and equilibrium, abl, meaning unity in the essence, in the qualities and actions, for He is the constant abiding truth, al-haq. atwasal via sabar, and encourage each other in patient perseverance. Perseverance with Allah and being constant and unwavering in remaining with Him from everything other than Him with uprightness. Indeed, arriving to the real Al-Haq is easy, but staying with Him and persevering with Him and being upright in servitude to Him is difficult to accomplish. This is true except for the one who truly loves Allah and has a taste of His reality and has been completed by Him in his faith and action. For such a one, what is difficult for others is made easy for him. And know that the human who sticks to his weight and stops at the veil of his humanity is in a state of loss, except for those who qualify themselves with knowledge and with action, and who support and who encourage each other in the established truth, which is the certain belief which necessarily goes hand in hand with abiding purity after the removal of the weight, and who encourage each other to be patient with the vicissitudes of time. For this reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Trials fall in order of intensity to the prophets, then to the saints, then to those like them, and then to those like them." And he said, "Trials are the whip among the whips of Allah, with which He brings back His servants to Him. We ask that He, Most High, make us the recipients of His good pleasure, and that He surround us with His providential care, and that He make us worthy of sitting on the carpet of His intimacy and of His love. Amin." A'udhu billah min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawm ad-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladhina an'amta 'alayhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين آمين آمين. صدق الله العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.